Would you bow your heads with me in prayer? Heavenly Father, again we come to you very thankful for the events of the Reformation, thankful for the rediscovery of the truth of your word. And Father, we pray today that you would help us always to live in that truth, to proclaim that truth in our lives, that others would still see the reforming good news of Jesus Christ, that we in him are changed, we are forgiven, we are restored. We do pray that the words of my mouth together with meditation of our hearts would be acceptable in your sight. O Christ, our rock and our redeemer. Amen. It might be your birthday, or it might be Christmas, graduation, or a wedding shower, a baby shower, or an anniversary, some honor or accomplishment, retirement. Now, the reason or the occasion really doesn't matter. Whatever is being celebrated, they're all times for gift giving and for all the things that make us different and unique. Gender, age, our ethnic background, social status, an endless list of things. For as much as we are different, one thing we likely all have in common with every other human on the face of this earth, we like getting gifts for our birthday or for Christmas, or again, an almost endless list of reasons. One of the reasons is the one we celebrate this morning, the Reformation. You know, in prayer earlier, you ask that we might bask in the blessing of this true gift from God. This true gift from God, that our salvation from sin, death, and the devil is indeed a message uncovered again during the Reformation. As our theme for today reminds us, our salvation, it is a gift from God. In his letter to the church gathered in Ephesus, Paul writes these words: "It is by grace you have been saved through faith. And this, not from yourselves, it is the gift of God." Ephesians 2:8, the cornerstone of our Lutheran confession of faith. We are saved by grace alone, through faith alone, in Christ alone, according to Scripture alone, for which we give glory to God alone. It is a gift from God, to which all good Lutherans might well reply, "This is most certainly true." You know, but God's gifts begin long before that, don't they? Long before we profess our faith in Jesus Christ, God's only Son, our Lord. Our creed begins with faith in God the Father Almighty, creator of heaven and earth. Heaven and earth. All of that is a gift from God. In our catechism, Luther begins his explanation by saying, "I believe that God created me." You know, in a fit of frustration, we might sometimes complain, "Well, I didn't ask to be born." And it's true. You didn't. You had no part in your birth, nothing at all to do with being born. Rather, it is the gift of God, as is all the equipment you were born with. Luther enumerates them for us. He talks about, again, all those things that we take for granted. Things like eyes and ears, and arms and legs, and the ability to think, to reason, and to relate to our surroundings. And those surroundings are also gifts from God, sun and rain, and soil and atmosphere, food and shelter, community and society, friends and family, the ability to work and earn a living, the opportunity to rest and enjoy and appreciate. They are the gift of God. Our lives and everything that we have, gifts from God, none of which we really merit or deserve. The next few words of Ephesians 2, it is not by works so that no one can boast. Yet, if only for this life we have hope in Christ, we are to be pitied more than all men. That's what the Bible says in 1 Corinthians 15:19. If only for this life we have hope in Christ, we are pitied more than all men. We have many blessings. We get many gifts from God in our lives. But if that is all the hope we had, it wouldn't be much hope at all. Which is why we also celebrate the gift of God, which is our salvation. Everything for which Jesus Christ came and suffered and died and rose again. Namely, that our sins might be forgiven through His holy, precious blood. And that we might be claimed as children of God, destined to live with our Lord in His kingdom and to serve Him in everlasting righteousness, innocence, and blessedness. That is so often the focus of our Reformation faith. That is what we rejoice in Luther having uncovered in the Holy Scriptures. That Jesus stood. That Jesus literally hung between us and the just and angry God. That He bore the penalty of our sin, the wages of death that we earned. That we are forgiven. It is not by our works. Not only so that no one can boast, but also because no one could do it. We earn death. Jesus gives life. It is the gift of God. It is by grace you have been saved through faith. This also comes from the Catechism. I believe that I cannot, by my own reason or strength, believe in Jesus Christ my Lord or come to Him. Remember, we are saved by grace through faith. Yet part of our belief is that we, by ourselves, cannot believe. I believe that I cannot, by my own reason or strength, believe in Jesus Christ my Lord or come to Him. But the Holy Spirit has called me by the gospel, enlightened me with His gifts, sanctified and kept me in the true faith. That too is another gift of God, that the Holy Spirit calls us by the gospel, enlightens us with His gifts, sanctifies and keeps us in the true faith. Even our faith is the gift of God and the means by which we receive that gift of faith. The Word of God in all of its forms and all the places where we receive it, beginning with the church. All are a gift of God. Where the Word is proclaimed, forgiveness is offered, where God's promises are assured. To know that we are saved by grace alone, through faith alone, in Christ alone, according to Scripture alone, for the glory of God alone. It is a gift from God. Amen. And now may the peace of God, which surpasses all our understanding, keep your hearts and minds focused upon Christ Jesus until life eternal. Amen. We continue this morning, joining together in prayer. I would direct your attention ahead of time to the back cover of the worship folder. You'll find the prayer list printed there. Again, we ask that you refer to it both this morning here in worship and also at home throughout the week. But our prayers today begin with prayers that are drawn from the small catechism. Would you please stand?